From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The Dan River girls basketball team won their first game of the season last night as they handled Nelson County 39-13. Akiva Scott and Lisa Maxey both led the way for the Wildcats with 9 points. Dan River is now 1-7 overall and 1-1 in district play. The Chatham girls basketball team suffered just their second loss of the season as they fell to Appomattox 48-40. Jakiya Jiggets led the way for Chatham with 14 points in the loss. Cavaliers are now 8-2 overall and 1-1 in district action. The Chatham boys and basketball team also fell to Appomattox in a close one, 48-47. The loss drops the Cavaliers to 5-5 overall and 0-2 in the district. The Gretna boys basketball team picked up a big win and improved to 9-1 on the season as they won on the road at Alta Vista 65-58. With the win, the Hawks also improved to 3-0 in district play. And the Gretna girls basketball team handled Alta Vista 64-31. With the win, the Hawks are now 9-3 overall and 2-0 in district action. Minor league hockey is officially in Greensboro. The ECHL announced yesterday that the Greensboro Gargoyles will be the 30th team in the league. The team will begin play this fall at the Greensboro Coliseum. In college basketball, number 3 Duke handled Miami at Cameron Indoor last night 89-54. Con Knipple led the way for the Blue Devils with 25 points while shooting 6 of 8 from 3-point range. Duke is now 15-2 overall and 7-0 in the ACC. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.